This is the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
But your honor, she did come in with 16.
Got real.
We like to support each other by charging vaguely around the same amount of money.
Holy!
Now, reaching out to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada, it's Ken and Lisa. Well, feel free to, you can speak.
No, okay. Well, what are you doing? All right. Well, hello. So welcome to another episode of Second Chance Lifestyle Show. Today is, that was not August, today is September 14th. 2014, and it was an awesome weekend here. It was
with here
in beautiful Vancouver, BC. It was sunny. Actually, today I went for a walk for.
Wait, first of all, they don't know who you are.
I'll tell that after.
Oh, right, sure.
All right, tell it now. All right, sorry about that. I'm Lisa. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and you are.
Today, I am a transformational life coach and a legal process outsourcer today. I feel a bit under the weather today.
Oh, because you're hungover?
Well, I just feel a bit under the weather.
Okay, so that's us. So, yeah, so we had a nice day today. Did this walk with cats for this kitten rescue group in Vancouver. So a lovely day. We went for a walk on the beach. They're called Vancouver Orphan Kitten Rescue. So if people want to know more, you can check out their site, actually. VancouverOrphanKittenRescue.ca. If you're looking for to adopt a cat or kitten or foster or donate or...
Or make it easy, Vokra, was it VOKRA.com?
Oh, yeah, I was going to think of that. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't say that. Oh, wait, that noise. We have a new mascot. His name is Aslan. Actually, we got him from Vokra. He's a Bengal.
A Bengal kitty.
Yeah.
And a nice pussy.
Yeah, he's just causing, I don't know what he's doing right now, but yeah. So that's what I did today, so it was pretty fun. The walk was near the beach, Jericho Beach, so. And you, what did you do? What did you do?
I saw clients today for the other business. Won't bore you with that, but they left the office very, very happy.
Okay.
Very happy. Well, you know, the second business, it's vastly different than the hypnotherapy.
Well, yeah.
So the people who know the second business, the clientele, they know what the business is. And they're all very, very happy. And no shortage of business either. So if you made a mistake with your life, we can get you sorted out.
Yeah, so it's been a couple of weeks since we've gone there. I think it was 2 weeks ago. I don't know what happened to the show.
You broke it.
No, this quite often Sunday nights. I don't know, the technology malfunctions, internet's wonky, and so hopefully fingers crossed we can get through this show today.
We will. But before further ado, of course we must give the proper respect to Her Majesty.
Thank you.
To the queen.
All right. Oh, and if you want to reach us, we'll give you the number. It's 516-595-8091.
And if I can translate for people,
wait,
516.
Why do you that? Why do you have to do that?
Well, 595-8091.
Any translation for that? Maybe people won't know your accent. They won't understand it.
Anyway, so what's today's show on?
Oh, yeah, so this the show we were supposed to do 3 weeks ago, it's about dream killers. And what do you do if, say, your friends or family who aren't supporting you? Maybe you're trying to start a business. Maybe you're trying to go back to school or go traveling, save money, whatever it is. And people around you aren't supporting you.
Why would they not support you?
I don't know, but I've experienced this. Have you experienced this? Family.
Well, just my sister. She's such a twat.
I don't know if I hear this, but well,
she is.
Yeah.
I know what I want to call her, but I think Blog Talk Radio may frown if I say what I want to say. So I will call her a simple twat.
Oh yeah. So, yeah, I think it's PG-13, but... Yeah.
All right, fine.
But, yeah.
Well, you know, you dream to succeed, and family, they just, they squash it, or they try to discourage you from achieving your goal. I personally think that's dreadfully awful.
So I've experienced similar things. I experienced it, I think, from some friends and family. I'm not going to name any names, but... Yeah. And for me, like, I'm pursuing, you know, my different educational things I want to pursue in business.
Holy.
And
holy.
And some people just don't come out, and usually the average person would say, you know, congratulations, that's pretty cool, good for you, anything positive you're doing. But I know a lot of times, quite often, people don't say anything. Even lack of saying anything, that speaks volumes. I think a lot of times family, when they see you doing so well, sometimes, and friends, makes them look at themselves like, shit, what am I doing? If she's come this far and doing all these wonderful things, makes them have to look inwards, and they don't like that. A lot of people don't like that.
Well, people, a lot of times, they don't like to hear the truth anyway.
Oh, yeah. Or you're not doing what society thinks. Oh, you should be doing this, get the marriage, have the babies, have a, you know, picket fence, which says,
and maybe and no money, and you're part of the system.
Yeah, so yeah, it's not reality. Like, if you want to do it,
don't understand. How can you have these families that go to the food bank begging for food, which I know people fall hard times, true.
Yeah.
But why would you have kids if you know in your heart you cannot afford to raise them?
Maybe they realize that. They didn't realize it till later, or maybe they lost a job. I'm trying to give them benefit of the doubt.
Possibly. But if you're on assistance, you know, on the dole, and you know you can barely take care of yourself, why would you have a baby?
Yeah, no, I've seen a lot. Well, you've seen a lot, too.
Oh, no.
And we see the same, well, should we say, groups of people.
Yeah, this makes no sense. It makes zero sense to me. You know, it's like, you know in your heart you have no money. I almost said the wrong thing. Why the heck would you have a baby? Birth control pills are cheaper than raising a kid. And if you say, well, I just wanted a kid, which is fine, but the kids cost money, so who's going to raise the kids?
Yeah. And we're not trying to say, you know, bashing people who have kids, but... You know, I think it costs $500,000 to raise a kid, and that's including university.
Yeah, I think it's not including.
Well, here, I think it includes university. I think this is $250,000. I think it's in the U.S., but here in Canada, West Coast, I would say that's $500,000. You know, expensive everything is, your private school, university, after-school activities. But the point is, you know, I think if you have the financial structure and the family support, that's really important. So you don't have to spend money on daycare. If you have a support system, have a kid, and the mindset to have a kid, because not everyone should have kids. But I sort of backtrack to what we're talking about. But the point is, if people aren't going to support you, you know, you should make it known, you know, they should support you or step out.
Oh, right. I think you're in a bit of a dream world. I tell you what.
What do you mean?
You're in a bit of a dream world. I think
why?
You're that way. Maybe not that.
No.
Maybe not that one. But I still think it's a bit of a dream world.
Why?
Because people are not going to do that.
They might. They will.
We just hop in the TARDIS and then we'll just start over. Let's get the TARDIS. Yeah, let's hop in the TARDIS.
If I can have one person listening, one girl listening, one woman listening, that maybe, yeah, that's true, I should do that. Then I would feel really happy. If you know, at least one person. You know? Whatever. This kind of goes back. This goes to even into a deeper question, more than family and friends and society. We should be able to support each other. If you go to work, you see other businesses support each other and not break each other down. What? You're laughing at me. Huh.
Yep. You are definitely in a dream world.
Yeah, Halloween's coming up. Yeah, if I'm the naive, I'm just, yeah, I like to be hopeful. And, you know, I hope there is people like me who want to think this way.
By the way, were you aware that right now, I never told you I have a third business in, you know, real estate and property, but I got some prime property on the lunar surface for sale. Cheap price. It's, mind you, it's on the surface of the moon, but I can sell it to you for cheap, quite cheap. Of course, you have to provide your own transportation there.
Yeah, well,
or perhaps the doctor can assist. Yeah,
bottom line is, all I'm trying to say is, achieve your goals. Don't let anyone stop you. Be it family, friends, whoever. So, there it is.
Well, exactly, because when the day is over, when you look in the mirror, the person looking back is the one who is actually number one. Has to be pleased, has to be happy, and has to face whatever you've done.
Yes.
So, if more people had the mindset and understood that, you'd have less misery on this planet. Hence, well, this is a different topic. Hence, no, perhaps
what
I should...
What is it? Might as well.
No. Perhaps not. We'll bring that topic up.
What's the topic?
It's something we mentioned the other day.
About money? Or...
No. About these boys.
Oh,
who grew up and have joined ISIS. And you said that's because they have...
Oh, yeah. We can talk about this, sure. If you haven't heard, ISIS, is it like a new terrorist group?
The terrorist group, yeah.
Yes. And there's Canadians joining ISIS and Americans.
And England, people call from Mother England.
England and other, I guess, Western or first world countries. It's kind of like the old days where, you know, people join the cults. I guess, I don't know, the 70s? I don't know. Before my time. But the point of all these boys or the gangs, the reason they're joining these groups is because they... Because lost, either they don't like their country and they have no manhood and they feel like they need someone to mentor them and they join these groups. A lot of them end up dying, but they join these groups because they need someone to look up to and they're kind of what's the word? They're not hopeful for the future, and they're like, they don't care about their country and people in the country, and they're like, oh, well, I'll just join ISIS and just kill people.
Well,
that's a problem, but it starts, but all this stuff, is that for a race? I don't know. Reset, go. Yeah. All this stuff stems from when they're young, right?
Exactly. They have no man. Well,
everything stems from the young. All the problems with divorce, all the problems with how society is. It all stems from when you're young, and we have no sense of community anymore.
If I can be blunt, a lot of these boys are being raised by one parent, oftentimes a single mommy, and I may catch flag over this, but you know how much I care. Like, I don't care. But the truth of the matter is, it's very difficult, one person raising a child, financially and et cetera, et cetera.
Emotionally.
I could care less what the feminists say. It's very difficult, one person doing it.
Yes.
They really need, man, boy or girl, they really need a strong male role model growing up. Now, if a girl has a strong male model growing up, a strong daddy or stepdad or whatever.
Her uncle or something, at least someone there.
Yeah, they tend to achieve more and not get in as much trouble or even become a teenage pregnant as a teen.
Well, it's true. Like, in studies have shown if a girl doesn't have a strong father around, more likely to get pregnant earlier, more likely to do drugs, more likely to not be educated as much. Well, it's just known, we talked so many times on the show, everywhere around the world, the less educated you are, more kids you have, and the more earlier you have them.
And unfortunately, feminism has really, really, really been a detriment to society, even to women.
I know, a lot of feminists are going to come with me for saying this, but it's ruined a lot of the marriages. I've talked about this before on the show. Before, back in the day, when women had their role and men had their role, everyone knew what they were doing. Okay, women, okay, I'm going to stay home, I'm going to do this for the kids, and he's going to do this. But now, it's kind of, lines are blurred, and women are wearing the pants, and men are wearing skirts. It's all, people don't know what the hell they're doing. They're just,
I don't wear any skirts.
Well, I know that.
But
yeah.
I tell these boys, I say, you know, if these birds, they want to be independent, which is fine, fair enough, and they say they make their own money, which is fine, good for them, then they can be the ones to take us to dinner as men, and they can ring us up and say, hey, would you like to go out? Then we can sit back and put the feet up and just wait, because equality means equality. But the birds don't like to hear that. Even last night in the pub, I told two birds, they claimed to be so independent. I said, oh, well, if that's the case, you can ring up the lad and you take him to dinner and do whatever. She said, well, he's the man. I said, wait, you just said you're independent. You just said you make your own money. So what's the difference? Needless to say, they did not like what I had to say.
Yeah, you can't have your cake and eat it too. If you're independent, that means everything is independent. Finances, your rights for everything. I personally think everyone should, it should be shared. Okay, compromise. Okay, you pay for that, whatever. And it's just,
but it's really hurt these boys, these girls too, actually, because now they're growing up with no sense of direction, guidance, who or what they are. They just have no clue. And unfortunately, it's actually literally destroying society.
Well, yeah, because if they know who they are, how are they going to contribute to society? How are they going to get a decent career? How are they going to care about society, the planet? How are you going to volunteer? No, they're not going to volunteer your time. I was at the walk today, the kitty walk. I'm not kind of fairly young. Most of the people are older, either families. There's not too many young people there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, mostly, yeah.
Who said you're young?
I am.
Oh.
I am young. I'm young at heart.
Oh, okay,
I do look young. But the point is, you're not going to see, it's kind of sad, most young people, but a lot of young people aren't going to volunteer or donate their time.
Oh, yeah.
Majority
won't do it.
But hey, if there's any young people out there, I don't know, late teens, early 20s, if you're doing something amazing in your community or volunteering your time, send us a story at our website, secondchancetransformationhypnotherapy.com. We'd love to hear about you because...
Oh, not only that.
Prove him wrong, and it makes me feel good that there's people helping.
Not only that, ring us up here now, 516-595-8091.
Or you can send us a message in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, you have to check that open.
Oh, you have to open it, yeah. Or if you've, are there any animal lovers out there? If you have any puppies, kittens, cats, send us a funny picture.
Yeah, we'd like to get more feedback.
Yeah.
Give us a jingle. We've had two lads calling before.
Yes, we thought it was a woman's show, but yes, that was surprising, so that's pretty...
Well, we cater to everyone. I mean, everyone is welcome, so...
It was the woman's category, but yeah.
That's the only category I could find.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for mine.
And it's kind of weird, Rock Out Radio, and there's no men's category. I don't know.
But anyway. It's just, you know...
Yeah, so... That's okay, I'm still hopeful, though, so...
I like that. Yeah, that's true. Because you're the hypnotherapist, so you're one of the healers. Can you please heal me?
And I'm the animal lover, and the, you know, the...
I like animals.
For the people.
I like the animals, too. Here you go. This is for you. Beautiful bird you are.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You walk about. Look, you look in the sky and you say, what a beautiful, joyful life.
Yes, it is.
You look around, the world is clean. It's at peace. There's no war.
I'm happy.
You're happy. There's no famine. There's no misery. It's peace.
Everyone's helping each other.
Tranquility. So, you jump up. You decide to go to the corner store, pick up some eggs, and pass a bit of cheese. And you say, chat with the neighbor, chat with the dog park.
How do you do? How? That's a good one.
He says, oh, hi, how are you? How are you so good today?
And they're like, oh, there's a puppy girl. There's a lady who helps all the animals.
Yeah, she's a whisper.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you decide to go for a walk by the water.
Animals.
And you see beautiful boats casually sailing along.
I think you're on the boat too. Yeah, there you are.
Peace and tranquility. But this is, you know, global. This is all over the world. Wouldn't it be nice if that's how life works?
It's coming eventually.
No unemployment, no misery. Everyone's happy. Everyone has.
Together.
Everyone has the same amount of money. Everyone has good food, shelter, clothing, happiness. The kids are dancing in the streets, playing in the park, and no jails, no police, no prison, no deficit. Nothing. Just pure peace. You skip along.
Where am I going now?
Oh, skip along. Next street. It's the same, and the same, and the same. Then, as you walk along, I'm going to enjoy life. And all that good stuff. But, I think... Oh! Someone checked in.
Hello, Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I think... Nice story.
Yeah, it's a very nice story. And if time goes on and on and on to the break of dawn, and what do you see before you?
So you wanna be a king? Oh, me motherfuckers don't want
to. Oops, sorry.
I don't see that.
You didn't. I know. You didn't expect that.
Yeah. No, I foresee it happening. Not if it's this lifetime or next lifetime, but
it would be nice. It would be nice. Do you not agree?
I agree. We're going to start for the young people, right?
It does.
So we're all we're here for each other. We need to support each other and forget about this envious or jealousy or, oh, you get more attention than your girlfriend or the guy. Forget about it. It doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Yeah. You know, if you're a jealous competitor and if you're listening, which I know you are,
oh.
And we all, you know, we work together, and there's no one better than anyone, except, you know, of course, yours truly, so.
And but, I can say, I do want to work with everyone, all the practitioners, hypnotherapists, we all should support each other.
We should.
And you know.
I do have to say, we are extremely busy.
Yeah.
As of right now, the wait list is what, for November, I think.
Well, yeah, I'm booking it. It's the third week of November now.
Third week?
I think, yeah, second or third week, yeah. So, I had to book some time off, yeah, just so I could relax this weekend, yeah.
We had to get give everyone some time off, I mean.
Everyone needs a break.
So we're really, really busy.
Yeah, Christmas is going to be also busy again. January is going to be pretty crazy.
And we also
I'm really thankful for that.
And we also want to thank our loyal supporters and clients from Mother England. Thank you for your support and coming over here for therapy. I think now we're going to start batch number 6. Next 6 group is coming over. So, and I think we're likely going to expand. What's another country with lots of people that need help?
Country. First, we focus on Canada, don't we?
Yeah. But I mean, all over. So,
USA.
England, the Yankees.
They need help with like diabetes and obesity. That'd be really.
They need help with everything there.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm thinking, so England, of course, here.
90. India needs help.
Not just yet.
Anyway, so.
Well, we can stay a few minutes longer if you want. You don't have to stop this.
It's all right. I think they hear enough of us, I think.
Oh, you think so?
I think so, yeah.
They never hear enough of me.
Oh. Hope everyone had a great weekend, and I know it feels like summer still. It's almost the second week of September.
Definitely.
Lovely.
And, the sponsor, we got to play, where is sponsor's commercial? A big sponsor. He's just not going to be happy if commercial is not played. Here we are.
Have you been stopped at the U.S. border? If so, we can help.
If so,
been denied entry to the USA?
Been denied entry
if so,
to the USA.
We can help.
If so,
criminal record?
We can help
you get a part. Call 1-888-908-3841 and ask us to solve your USA entry problem.
Your USA entry problem.
Someone's ringing me from...
Well, never mind. We're finishing our show here. So.
Illinois. I think it's likely a peddler. Let's put the show on hold for a second here.
We're sorry. All attendants are too busy. Please continue to hold. Your call will be answered by the next available attendant. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for calling. The number you called is currently busy. Please remain on the line and your call will be answered in the order received.
Oh, that one. I never tried that before.
All right, so yeah, that's it for this week. Hope everyone has an amazing week. Wonderful time. See your pet, pet your pet.
This one, of course. What
do
you think?
Bugging you, giving you the cat, you're bugging me. I'm bugging you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so next time, anything else you want to say?
Well, give us some feedback, what you think of the show. The show actually is becoming very, very popular with people.
Yeah, let us know what you want to hear. Send us pictures or curious about stories.
You wouldn't believe the people I meet in the street who mention the show, and then they discover I do it. They're like, they're shocked.
But we do it.
We do it, of course.
Yeah.
And then like golf, they're like, oh. I was like, I heard two birds discussing the show in the pub a few weeks ago. I never told you. And I thought, you listened to the show there. They're like, what do you mean, yours? I said, that's me. I said, just play it. The person said, oh my God, it's you. Oh my God.
Anyway, All right, so this is us signing off. Have a great week.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of the Second Chance Lifestyle Show, where we will continue to discuss the issues that are important to you and only you, no one else. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy, or check out our website at secondchancetransformationhypnotherapy.com. That's 2ND Chance. Or send us a tweet at Second Chance Hypno. So until next time, have an excellent life-changing week. And in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper.